dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz.
For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Sad enough.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
I'm not afraid to die.
95.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
it's in good time. Now they have their own hiding place. Well, I can't promise you tomorrow, but I can't buy back yesterday. Yeah, baby, you know my hands are dirty. But I want it to be your Valentine. I feel the water when you get thirsty, baby. When you get drunk,
informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
New York.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though old, so new, to fill your heart.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone I can feel it. Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
But on a For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In two cases with national implications, a Fulton County Superior Court judge temporarily blocked implementation of new Georgia Election Board rules, which appeared designed to delay the certification of the 2024 presidential election. The Georgia Election Board approved controversial new rules within 90 days of the election, allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule, approved only September 18th, requires a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Either of the rules could throw the election into chaos and litigation and delay the outcome, according to democracy advocates. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger called the hand-counting rule misguided. Judge Robert McBurney found both rules were decided too close to the election, not leaving enough time to train election workers and eroding voter confidence. Quote, interveners have further demonstrated how the 11th and one-half hour implementation of the hand count rule will make this coming election inefficient and non-uniform, he said. In the reasonable inquiry case, McBurney wrote that under Georgia law, no election superintendent may refuse to certify or abstain from certifying election results under any circumstance. We have more on the rulings linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Chippewa Valley continues to be a hotspot for political campaign stops. With the fall election under 3 weeks away, candidates are ramping up their efforts to get people out to vote. On Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a stop in Eau Claire to promote Democrats up and down the ballot and to talk about the Democratic Party platform and to encourage people to vote. They will appear in Mequon today. Presidential nominee Kamala Harris will hold a rally in La Crosse tomorrow. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction released its annual state aid figures for public school districts on Tuesday. Districts receiving 10% or more of aid over last year include Unity, New Auburn, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, La Crosse, Tomah, Cochran Fountain City, St. Croix Central, Cameron, Alma Center, and Mondovi. Districts with 10% or more in losses include Siren, Lakeland, Spooner, Hayward, Lake Holcomb, Webster, Shell Lake, Amory, and Hudson. Over $250 million this year is going to parental choice programs statewide.
It is going to be sunny and very windy today. Our high in the upper 60s with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear and breezy with a low in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, still breezy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
CFW.
80s. Like the 90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
Keep on, because the force is...